Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Your two hands are lifted as we finish our worship this morning. Father, we honor you. You are such a beautiful God. My God. You reign from everlasting to everlasting. That is your stretch. Your capacity can never be fathomed. We give you honor. God, I give you glory. We give you glory. We exalt you. We exalt you. Your name is King, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Ancient of Days, Omnipotent Father of Mercy and Grace. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end. You know the beginning from the end. You know the end from the beginning because you are the end and the beginning at the same time. Who can be compared unto you? Let him declare. We worship, we prostrate before your throne. We exalt you. If you want me, but do it. As I say, you're born in the young washing, never as I see any. But you must share the American women to me, tears in Yami Bendy. Yes, I was some young woman queen that. And never said, where am I this year? You know, when Nimu Pedayan Sadi and Sassia Pokasa, Yena, and you are toy. Thank you. Nanyumo Cheofe Yamanche. That's a piano. Oni Nena Nichumo Jeo. That's right. Oh, Mama Na Oni Chumo Leumbenagbe Inucho Moko Benita Mobo. Lele. No one can pass on more. Me, Jehoi. No show. Me, Jehoi. In Kambo. Ko. Me. Jemile. Yesuma. Yefe. Lucho. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome back in time of all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody who celebrated your birthday this year, we are all grateful to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Every couple who bless their children, hallelujah. Thank you for the numerous baby dedications. We don't take any of them for granted. Oh, hallelujah. Corona, the way I am, I am missing. Hallelujah. Sing with your voices. Hallelujah. Oh, go Benny Tomobo. You sing beautifully. We honor you, Heavenly Father. Sit enthroned in this morning service. Everybody on television is grateful. We are thankful to you and pray in the name of Jesus that your hand of blessing will have preeminence. Holy Spirit, flow, move in our hearts. Let the heart be the land or the grounds by which the seed of the word will fall into. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will bring us to the place of revelation and understanding, that your word will be a great treasure to us this morning. In the precious name of Jesus, we have asked this. We rebuke every demonic presence, every demonic attempt, anything that will be ambivalent and an obscurity to your word. I pray in the name of Jesus, we silence it. In Jesus' precious name, have your way. We'll be careful to give you honor. In Jesus' name, somebody shout amen. Come on, clap these hands. Give God a shout of praise. I can hear your shout of praise. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Whilst we are all still standing, I would like us to read a foundation scripture and also certain captions of the word of the Lord. Then we can build up the revelation and the message prophetically that God has sent us to move to the next apex dimension and pinnacle. The foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses, the Bible said, there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of the Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of the Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. As a mommy, think I am with you. For me, mama, kwaba, edi abaye ne somwa, edi kind of W3 service, you know. Na, me debra, dia siri, ama, wubibi ya wohe in tiye, wubibi ya waha, abrapo. Akinka in sempa, pemno, yifri, yohane in sempa, etire dumi, yinu, yimu, yetu, yunia, yunu, bako, en sempa, ne sedi, yohane, chile, dibare, yinu, chida, edumi, yinu, yimu, yetu, yunu, yunia, yunu, bako, etifia, chile, ne sempa, ifri, wu, mwasi, hila, fubi, wu, honu, mwa, waba, afashena, sinim, se, waba, be, sorry, one, wabe, Philip, wu, free, be, saida, ewa, galalia, Ancient will be catcher and said, Wuda, your perset, your honor, yes, who were by Philip, who were free beside the work, Galilee, and ancient the catcher and said, Wuda, your perset, your honor, yes. So let me go further and read Luke, the 21st chapter, the 34 to the 36 verses. Luke chapter 21, verses 34 to 36. Lucas and Pat, it's here, you know, back when you were yet your son, and here your sensia, and some panel said, you look and such a rebrey, no nitra, and yet you know, back when you were yet your son. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares, for as a snare shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. The Bible said, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch. Pray always, everybody, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. The Bible is saying there is coming, not metaphorically, there is coming practically, and there is coming physically. There is coming certain things that will invade the earth. The Bible said everybody shall watch and pray that we will be accounted worthy to escape the event eschatologically that is coming. There are things that are coming that I have already announced to you many times. And here may be bad. Would you hear that platform? Say, we are the answer. And here may be bad. We'll be right to now what the action is. And here may be bad. We say, we'll be clear. I want to buy, but I won't find your head. The Bible could not describe it categorically, but metaphorically or, you know, symbolically. He said certain things, things that will come to pass. Things. And here maybe. Nibi kume. Near maybe. Before I allow you to take your seats, you know, I will read also in the Key Bible. A tifi achidane se kokobo. Obia! May God bless the reading of his word. You may be seated in the presence of God. This is Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM and all its sister stations around the nation or nationwide. We also live on Awake Television. We want to greet all our audience on Awake. Good morning to all of you. Let me also bring greetings in the name of Jesus to everybody that is watching us on Amansan Television and GN Television. Good morning to all of you. We bring greetings and love to all our friends from around the world on Facebook Live and also on YouTube. I want to thank God for the lives of everybody who is also listening live on podcast. Thank you very much for joining us. Guys, it is a blessing. Let me go further and develop this particular concept, and the grace of God will be a portion. When I was reading the foundation scriptures to you, you know, it came to my heart, one of the scriptures that we read during Bible study last Tuesday. And, you know, it's been on my heart, been pressing on my heart dearly. And it's Matthew chapter 15 and verse number 7 downwards, that Jesus was making reference to Isaiah chapter 29 and verse number 13. But I will read it from Matthew, the 15th chapter and the 7th verse, Matthew 15 and verse number 7 downwards. The Bible made an emphatically clear revelation outlining God's word. And I am going to use opportunity. And this was the reference that Jesus was making. I say, ye hypocrites, well did Isaiah the prophet prophesy concerning you. Now to this would be for you see when he goes further, he was saying that these people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their hearts, push a little base on the thing, their hearts, the Bible said very clearly, I'm looking at it emphatically, you know, but their hearts are far away, far away. On my way, he didn't say Asafwe. He didn't say Inipawe. He is bringing it on to a nation that wide level or dimension. On my way, one not Fafa. In a dimini, yeah, come dear. Naturally, the commander who ever take. Yeah, yeah, the commando, and the summer, yeah, the commando, and the 12 that take. We bet to me a young home, said dear, when you ever did the 2 and a half, but commando. I'm telling you, there is no way that you see the glory of God. As well, okay, let's go further to verse number 9. Interesting verse. Yeah. But he said, but in vain they do worship me. Debbie. But in vain they worship me. They do worship me in vain, teaching the doctrines and the commandments of men. No, was sorry me kwa. Watch that children say when you pan ashes. Was sorry me kwa. Baby. Minimum may be adding, said me. I'm telling you. Minimum may be adding. I saw a concrete that. Me tutu form wala tu wala sama yin maybe. But minimum may be adding, said we. are sleeping and you are busily interceding for them. Baby, look at the cameraman, the production team, my management team in this particular place. We do not pay anybody here. They are doing this all to the glory of God. Now we never equa. Yet, think about it. So, dear, ye numpa, ye be brebby, no money, dear. Now ye be you win, naqua cojina, a tomajan on him, when you papa name him, no catch him as a minimum. Think about it. Somebody has served the Lord for 15 years, for 20 years, and God is saying metaphorically and categorically in His Word that Osuma Osuma may not ayakwa. Really, sister, heaven is real and hell is real and death is imminent to any human being. You know, one of the scriptures that it scares me and it intimidates me is Job chapter 21 and verse number 23. The Bible said there are people who are very strong and very energetic. They are very full of life, yet they die. The Bible said, look at that. There is one that is full of strength, yet diet, being wholly at ease and quiet, but they die. Obi wa owa hodim pinting anso. We be work wa kujina winyamia to make yaminim. Hebrews chapter number 9:27. It is appointed unto every man wants to die, and after that death, the Bible said there will be judgment. And so I'm looking at these, you know, realities of life, and I'm comparing it to certain scriptures like Revelation chapter number 20 and verse number 12, where the Bible said, and I saw the dead, great and small, stand before God. And the Bible said, and the books were opened, and another book, which is the book of life, and anybody whose name was not found written in that book, the Bible said, will be thrown into the lake of fire, but you will be judged according to the things that are written in that book. Your works will be in that book. And some of you, I'm telling you, the phenomenon or the phenomenology of life. You are born, you grow up. Sometimes I wish we were still children. Sometimes I wish a breath time a bit to me a connection, and so that we can, you know, so that we can, yeah, we can be kids again. Sometimes I wish I don't have gray hair. Sometimes I wish we never grew to responsibility. Sometimes I wish, because by the time you hit 50 years, Mama Comfort can describe to you, by the time you hit 50 years, 60 is just by the door. By the time you hit 60, 70 is by the door. As for the 70, whole Connery, who you who? 70 or no, Ekron, who you who? 70 to 80 or no, you. Every day is a miracle you have to thank God for. A debian centurionia was within me. I said, share 70 whole Koron. Every day, they count every day one after the other. They don't talk like next year. No. One day at a time. Who you? And I'm telling everybody in this place that God will judge all of us. That I will not forget to remind you. If God is going to judge from the church, it will not even begin from the disco. It will not be It will not begin from the market. It will not begin with the world. The people we will easily judge. It will not begin with them. It is going to start with the preachers. It will start with the prophets. It will start with the prophets and the apostles. It will start with the evangelists and pastors. It will begin with the pulpiteers and the elders or the presbytery of the church. It will begin with us. After Christ have been given to us, after the grace of God that bringeth understanding or salvation to all men has appeared unto us, teaching us, it will begin with us. Let me use the opportunity this morning to eulogize our former president who passed on, you know, last week, Thursday, 10:10. 10 minutes past 10 in the morning. We lost a great gem. We lost somebody that is dear to the history of this nation. His Excellency, Flight Lieutenant Jeremiah John Rawlings, passed on to be with the Lord. Now, when I look at the things that unfolds, I would like to use the opportunity to, first of all, eulogize him. And we thank God for your life. In the days where you were head of state, we didn't have a lot of things in the world. There was no internet. There were no mobile phones. There were no even television, color television. And yet, Your Excellency, you did phenomenally well, fairly well. At least what you care for was that the people of this nation were treated fairly by each other, and that probity, accountability, and equality was spread out, that the national cake was fairly shared, and that corruption was not a thing that came to our governance system and politics and so on. And therefore, you did not sit in the Jubilee House, but you worked in the farms, you worked on the railways, you worked in the gutters. You did phenomenally well. As a, you know, I compare possibly your leadership to many around the world. You were the people's leader. You did phenomenally amazing. Not everybody will like you, Your Excellency. But wherever you are this morning, no matter what the judgment will be for you, I will just eulogize you. I am only a human being. And whatever I say, Your Excellency, doesn't change or alter what God will say, no matter what I try to do. And so I just thank God for your life, for the man that you were, and what you did for Ghana. There cannot be the history of Ghana without Rawlings. Rawlings is part of the history of this country, and most of the things that we pride ourselves in today, it came out of your loins, Your Excellency. I will use the opportunity to commiserate with our mother, Mrs. Rawlings, and say to you, Mommy, the Lord is with you, and the Lord is with our siblings at this very time. Our prayers and thoughts are with you as a family. Having said that, I sat down on Thursday. Till today, I have not posted any picture of His Excellency Jerry Rawlings. Because when his birthday came last June, most of you didn't post this picture. Very interesting. I realize how hypocritical from the church to the nation we are. People, suddenly, Rawlings have become a hero. Suddenly. This is exactly what happened when President Mills died. We cried as if we have lost something very precious. But before, 6 months before the death of President Mills, there was no president in history that had been insulted, that had been maligned, marginalized, thrown to the ground, into the gutter, and stepped on all over this nation. President Mills, we ridiculed it and rubbished it. Yet, a preacher Another man said at his funeral, I remember whilst I was in Kumasi ministering at the KNUST, a preacher man said at his funeral, if President Mills had heard a quarter of the things that Ghana folk are saying, he wouldn't have died. I'm telling you, one of the man not ekumo President Mills. Nyachum or may ye yadi ya kasia e yinyachum. Yadi ya kasia ny krono. Yawa yadi ya hodo. Yawa yadi ya hodo. As for tese a dramanya e hawa may no anope minkan wasem. Say draman in ti to me fawa may sika and omni a dear near ya mobi wa church himo as yinikudi. A dear German, why, Nidia, a new footabribe, and in a hemo, ya, a this is what happened. The hypocrisy of this nation is unbelievable. I'm telling you, we waste money as if we are some kind of, or maybe, when we open a year, keskani, a bubuske, we yambashisha, you will be shocked. You may not think, sir, on my win and tuntum gusuri, and you will not believe. That Kolibu and mother saw that for me. I'm telling you, I was driving past Kaneshi Polyclinic the other time. The shop polyclinic and I knew Sue Kume. Whilst I was a kid, a little boy, hospital no one hunu yeno, and no one that's to see her. Building Kituebi Amaya Senka, Mudi year extension, a D over 15 years is still sitting there doing nothing. Doing nothing! I'm telling you now, many in the Kasachira for nobody to speak to us and tell us that, you know, traffic is sick, we are quite sorry. But a commando, a cheerful Yameho, a quay chili chili. Sad! Yanumwa, Yawa Rollins, Kofua, Mills, Mahama. Ekufuado pictures. I can see where your office is. You know, when sometimes somebody enters your office, they go like, "Why do you put this person's picture here?" I said, "You don't honor the person. I honor the person." Obi honor mo awo juni senka ope se asume si anabin tinin kwa. I'm like, "Ah nyawodiya." Today, Michelle, you know, Papa Jay, you were my hero. You were my really. Really? Mrs. Rollins, mommy, you are going to see hypocrisy from now until Papa J is buried. And you've been one of the children, Mrs. Emisa Arta, she couldn't help than to voice it out. The same nyachum is what we bring to church and we propose to people. And if you don't take time, 8 months into the relationship, we disappoint them. Same nyachum. Same nyachum. I'm telling you, it is the same nyachum that we go to the hairdresser's shop and then fix our hair nicely, like 400 Ghana cedis. You know, some of the hair that has come, 1,500, 2,000, and you can fix your hair like 300, 200, and come to church and give God one cedi. That is the same nyachum. Wouldn't you mean my own, Samoa? Women, someone may back a kangaroo and grass or a coffee. It come to you. Who bet you? I'm telling you. Nyachum, nyachum. Hypocrisy. It is in MPP, it's in NDC, it's in PPP, it's in NDP, it is in GOOM, it is a sickness over this nation. Jesus mentioned it. You know, Jesus spoke almost 46 parables in all the four gospels, you know, and the five parables have been segmented into spiritual parables, eschatological parables, fiscal or financial parables, ethical parables, and these, you know, relational parables, so on and so forth. But there is something that I will want to see. Something in the parables that he could not stop saying, hypocrites and fools. Jesus did not stop saying it. Because yanhwiya yebe breku minam ka mi am preach manhwiya me breku de hwese de fufre pra mi. And this is what happens every Sunday in three services. Every Sunday in three services. No me call Kujina to me join him and the Lord says, I don't know you. The same hypocrisy. I'm telling you, the same hypocrisy. And yet they can nipe chidasem. I'm telling you, Yanine Koba. Yanine Koba and we are backstabbing him. Yanine Koba and then we betray him. I'm telling you. This particular year is a very interesting year. This year, 2020. Now, I don't know what will happen again because almost everything has happened. So you say, yeah, anything worse, anything ugly and all that. This 2020, we've seen all kinds of crazy, crazy things. Nyachum, nyachum. It is exactly what the Bible was, you know, talking about. Matthew chapter 23, verse number 20. Matthew 23. I will read that particular place. It reads up to verse number 27. Matthew 23, 27. Muho, baby. I will want us to. Matthew 23, 27. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! You are like whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outside, but within are full of dead men's bones. Munye, I care for the Pharisee, for your action for Mutesa, a da wakaho, not a horno, a yefe. Now show, a mutia, a yefu en lumpy, and a fee. If you put that within your mouth or so, but I dream fee. Any day at all. I dream. Put your page out phone to us. See us. I bet two offerings. I'll be connected. Sorry for the phone. Nija. Never far for the Bobby tour. So I'll be connected. I'm serious. Kwasi aguni sa. Ena last Sunday. A Sunday ma. Church of Pentecost. I'm robust. Went into the church. Annual harvest. A piscator tour. A church in Sandima. If they look for, if they get 12,000, that is a lot of money to them. I got Tam Sandima Fusike. So for Gina, 1 year, the 2 years, Gina, so 12,000. The fear of God is no more. In Surunyame, a program near Kotam 12,000 near the court. Nem Kwasi and Kwasia first artists who move Kwasia woo. Yeah, Yem Kwasia, Jim Kwasian, sir. Won't tears here! I'm telling you. And you may tell me to Tunya and make you know what tears here. Because yeah, there are old women in my hometown right now, 115, 126, 130, still living in my hometown. Ubankraha, 21, 25, 29. The reason is bonne, ikeni pangwaso. Sin is a reproach. To any people, it's a reproach. I mean, real man, Ghana, enyame ngwangwa. Obi a any see the contract man on ewo nsem. Na we didi. Onye adwuma bia ni atam Ghanaiska ni eri amano. One person to meet contracts by 20 bosso. Yeah, now you're going to say you're the real see at the back. You're former Nehemiah. What try? Omo be cool. It's in a mess for a home a crystal because it won't be a dada. Air cause no, and you know, and you know, resident. I'm telling you something. Put the scripture back. Let me go into verse number 38. In verse, 28. In verse number, I'm talking about Matthew chapter 23 and verse number 28. Look at the next verse, how the Bible outlines this particular revelation in God's word. Even so, ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men. But within, ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Within, obi wu ne ba be jina ho ye nua ye nim se wadru ahene ye nim why na ka chere in him, so we're drawing in. And sometimes I listen to the funny prayers that goes on at funerals. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive this Kofi Odro who has died. Forgive him and grant him grace that even if he had committed any sins on earth before he died, may it be forgiven and may you receive him into glory. Really? I am reminding you today that there is no prayer, no prayer made for a dead person that is honored. Not one. No prayer made for a dead person. It can never be honored. I'm telling you, whilst you are sitting here and you can change your mind and be kind and generous to humanity, let's do it. What do you think, President Rollins? Now we are going to name monuments after him. We are going to name buildings after him. Very soon, you will hear, it will be announced very soon. We named that overhead after President Rollins. But when he was alive, nothing was named after him except Park Tantan Binwa, that Kromu Hobe Binwa, my friend Rollins. Where Park? We are a park. This is the kind of lifestyle. We don't know why or no kwa, and now you know we are seeing this face. Bubuno. Hello, Prof. Yeah, man. Which I was you to the ocean, baby. Ya chum fly! Ya chum fly! Ya chum fly! Ya chum fly! Wouldn't it be mine, Samuel? Susukasa, Susukasa, utimu asem, buemu asem, kukuemu asem. Wudan ya wusi minyaya kwa kwa nwatu. Mena mkachiro. Womu unu suwesi dan ya kama. Sa wube so wubi insade na kore. Behebe biya yedru lintel level. Akaho. Akaho. Yeya panko fi yeno. Nengrofone na muapatemu. Ejuma wakonya wateso. Nuwa mudi nuro peteso. Because of adwin money, adwin fi. Sadi ya babro kanwo. Mark chapter 7:21. Nipem wa makumemu. Ena adwin bone. Adwin bone. Adwin bone. Ifriba. That is why I tell people. Ube ti mi address. Sadi ya woye kunun kunun bi. Yet. This person is standing there, and yet nyachum ayena koma ma atwempone ayena koma ma atwamansam ayena koma ma atro ayena koma ma ewudi ayena koma ma kunsum kunsum papa munitan akayo ninia enwasam ehyenimu why sendi power ka kire wo se oyekruchi ni. And that is why Jesus was saying the other day there were two people that went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee and one was a publican. The Pharisee is a preacher or a pastor or a parishioner, a pulpiteer or a pulpit or altar worker. But the Bible said he stood before God and said, Lord, I thank you that I am not like the publican. I pay my tithes and come to church every Sunday. I am not like the sinners, an altar, but the publican prayed, couldn't even lift his eyes unto God, and lifted his voice and said, oh God, forgive a sinner like me. Have mercy. Yes, we said, where no me no. I any age in an empire boss over the enemy. I'm telling you. Bishop said, you know, your tear now. You hear me? And all that, it shocks me. It reminds me of a scripture like Isaiah chapter 32 verse 6. It reminds me of a scripture like that. I will read this one and I'll bring in my message to a close. Isaiah 32 and verse number 6. And in this particular scripture, the Bible says, yeah. Yeah. Na waje emumosem na obedi ehuhusem na waka wonyankopon ho asem a enye. The vile person will speak finely, and the Bible said his heart will also work iniquity. The scripture work it and said, and practice hypocrisy. The hypocrisy now is being practiced. And the Bible said to utter error against the Lord and to make empty the soul of the hungry and to cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. Very serious. Is in Kwasiafuna penny and it didn't. Okay, you didn't treat some. Now what jay a mumosum now will be a whosum now waka what better whosum at your tear of rate and somewhere any at your tear rate. When I look at that failed person, he is the only reason why Jesus died. The only reason why grace was revealed, that everybody will come to his saving knowledge, that nobody dies in their sins. Yeah, Ezekiel chapter 33 and verse number 11. The Bible was talking about that God is not interested that anybody would die from their sins or iniquity. Yeah, the Bible said, as long as I live, saith the Lord, I do not take pleasure in the death of the wicked person. The wicked will die, the righteous will die. But God does not take pleasure in the death of the wicked person. The reason is because I'm telling everybody in this place, let us come to the place of genuine, genuine repentance. Genuine. Genuine. No. And you may be asked for the end. I don't even want to talk about it. Nyansen BNM. You know, I be BNM. Hey, you're very interesting. Me papa Rollins Quay. A beer beer. Oh, what? I done here who dear. Obi back as oh, ne mawo ho. Ebeye huhu diaman in manso. I'm telling you. So supreme we are say. 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 15. 1 John 2, 15. And no we are say. We are say. Men no we are say. Love not the world nor the things that are in it. Because it's a blessing when God begins to honor you. The Lord has honored you with a Range Rover. The Lord has honored you with a house. The Lord has honored you with a husband, a wife, children. The Lord is honoring you. It is a blessing. But for you to take your love away from God and put it in these things, the Bible said, love not the world. Love not the world, nor the things that are in it. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in that person. The Bible said, everything that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, it's not of the Father, but of the world. But the world passeth away. The world passeth away. 1 year after census, another year census. Ube uno say, sena eye 3 inches ya. It's now coming to 7 inches. Eye nswa eye more than double. Enyen kakraka. Ah, moya menimza. Make resident asma me can win him. You know what I'm saying? Asma me can win him. Udiye susu. Encha na ye chum. Wobia wobeye bajuma ebe fa asemi na wonkwagee no a wenya wo Kristo mu no wasomu yie womfani agro. It's not like you have one foot here, another foot there, but with all your heart. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5, thou shalt love the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And the word which I preach today was it na and someone may show we. Let it be in your heart. Your heart. And so this is the time to love Jesus. This is the time to serve the Lord Jesus. This is the time, you know, to preach Jesus. This is the time to strive to know him well, to walk with him in spirit and in truth. This is the time to, you know, make yourself available for the service of the Lord, to make your assets ready for the work of God. This is the time that Christ Jesus and his healing power become your portion, and the favor of God becomes your portion. This is the time that the Lord Jesus sets a table before you in the presence of your enemies and anoint your head with oil. Your cup overflows. If you serve the Lord with all your heart, he shall bless your bread and your water. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. He will cause avenues to be opened unto you. He will lift you up above all the people of the earth. He will make you a name and a praise upon the earth. No weapon that is formed against you will ever prosper. The Lord will defend his name on your life. The Lord will expand your coast and extend your territory. The Lord will bless your children. They will be mighty in the land. The Lord will bless your enterprise and bless what you do. The Lord will expand your coast and extend your curtains in the name of Jesus. The grace of God will announce you from the east to the west in the name of Jesus. The Lord will make your name and your legacy a blessing. Your memory will be a blessing all the days of your life. I see you, the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the top and not the bottom. May everything that concerns you be blessed in the name of Jesus. May the Lord smile on you. May the Lord smile on you. May the Lord smile on you. Somebody shout unto God. Woo, shadadahaya. As I bring my message to a close, I will want to tell everybody that is in this place, time is not on our side. Baby. It's not on your side. Time is ticking. Time is ticking. Time is ticking. If somebody have told me that Papa J, saying, Papa J, saying, he buried his mother, his lovely mother, 3 weeks ago. And I remember his last speech was telling the people that nobody should follow the casket. It's a private burial. It's not anything strange. It's just that, you know, the place is a small place, so they should allow them to go and bury her so the next day everybody can go and see it and all that. Last words, publicly. Sena kana watch me nune nakakra. Hey, you know. I'm telling you, who will be a necessary? You know what it will be in my submission? Wosheshi na brafom. Brafom! In any part of him. Brafom! Brafom. When I look at people talking on the internet, I know the cartoon. Look at His Excellency Jerry Rawlings. If you are looking for a man, he was a man. He was a man from his childhood until he died. He was a man. We didn't see him, but sure when he saw, he was a man. I love that aspect of him. He was a man. But Obi be Jareno. Obi be Jareno. Obi be Jareno. We are pathologists. Ghana from one. Oye Obi super power. Obi ever. Obi be shenatadi. And I know if Fumba kwa me koye na if Funankasa or Dahono watch here. I'm saying, Anatika, Aren. Me, I am a building technologist. I, by profession, Adiabi Achiano. Because we deal with level and straightness here. If Funachia. Don't you again take Bafa? Son and the Perry, I'm telling you, where you are young, your brown was it? Nessume rate, net doe rate, net donipa, nipanya she, nipa one. Love people will always betray you, people will always misbehave. Love them. And leave them and release them from your heart. No grudges, no hard feelings. You don't want to be my friend, it's okay. You don't want to marry me anymore, it's fine. But I will not be bitter against you. I will not abort pain in my heart. I want to make it to heaven. Every load, I will put it down. And I will let the light of Christ shine in me, because I am the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Whatever we are doing right now is being recorded. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 47, he said, because you did not serve the Lord with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. In other words, for the abundance of all things to come. Ghana, we need to serve the Lord with joyfulness and gladness of heart. Deuteronomy 28, 47, that is the scripture. Deuteronomy chapter number 28 and verse number 47. And this, because thou servest not the Lord with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Joyfulness. But do you have I come out of my heart. William says, he say, hospital card 120. Corona ye ba ye asa kan ho ya she mask ya hohoro nsa ya ye started politics in anui campaign no na ma page nim umpe ba makachro campaigns no na ma corona na sa kan ho ya asa ye bonnyum dp waiting in sa two way come na waiting in sa two u pian she mask. Ya shibi. Ngoe. Na, mesi, unyami ya dumne kuta yengi. Yemebri onu makurunu kwa yenye edi. Enso, wengunu. Adumno ene yi ufri mu. Do it with joyfulness. Do it with joy. And let the Lord bless you. Who people must see and some from ground peace, cast up from peace, and what for you and they are saying, what for you and they are saying, Quan, what Casamwa, they are saying, in Anam Yiska, and Nomia Yiska, a Jeffers offering, a Jessica offering, whom if our Huni Wimos, and whom if a Wim, Wutia Semfa Wimu, say Tifa Wim, when so we hear Juma, when so yea Juma, when I we hear Juma, when so yea Juma, Wahemu yea Juma, na baby so yea Juma. So you don't answer your point. Ababa bibi sa se ana na o meje ye ha bibi ye adwuma wa koma ye adwuma wa hra wa ye adwuma o mrebu o ye adwuma bibi ye adwuma onyame adom no no serve him with gladness. Yeah, let me tell people who are watching us, who are listening to us, and I know normally you will listen, you will watch, yet you will not repent and you will not go to church. I am talking to you this morning. Repent. Come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Give your heart to the Lord. Let him come into your heart and be your Lord and your personal savior. There is something about the Christ. When he comes into your life, he makes all things beautiful. It doesn't mean the challenges will not be there. It doesn't mean the struggles will not be there. It doesn't mean the disappointments will not be there. It simply means that he gives you the strength to leap over walls and run through troops. 1,000 will fall on your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come nigh you. I'm talking to somebody. It will not come nigh you. Only with your eyes will you behold and see the destruction of the wicked. Ladies and gentlemen, I finished this morning's service by telling Ghana, Ghana, repent. Repent! Munye nyamia, nama declare 3 day fast. It drew about two and nama huhye nyame. Eni panso e huhye nyame, ebi akone nama boso mso e filio. Ebi nom ni e woman nom, ebi kanche. Uwe anu abe jina asore de. Munye nise nyame ye Father Christmas. You think God is Santa Claus. I'm talking to somebody. You think that God is a rubber stamp that you can use him and dump him. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, that the Lord, the heaven is his throne, the earth is his footstool. And God is almighty, all-knowing, all-minishing. He is all-present. He is great and good to them that love him. And a present help in a time of trouble to the people who will call upon him. I'm talking to you. If you will seek him, if you will seek him, as the Bible said, with all your heart, he will be found of you. He will be found of you. I'm telling you. Time is ticking. State burial, it means that His Excellency will be placed on a gun carriage. The armed forces will be in uniform. Air Force, where he served, will be in uniform. His Excellency himself will be put in uniform. Yeah, but somebody will put the uniform on him. And I'll pay one, I'll share with draws. But the day you basically will be in a debate show. So I'm going to be in a debate show. We'll be in a debate show. And so whilst I am alive, if there is anything that the Lord has mandated you as purpose, do it quickly. Don't procrastinate. A month to her. Women fellowship where you sing man for when you be in two again such an shedda. The same thing. If you need to, if there is a song you need to write, write it now. If there is a book you need to write, write it now. If there is a drama, a play, a movie you need to do it now. Because time is not waiting for you. May we have a place. This Sunday, we call it Reflection Sunday. We want to sit down and reflect. Since I became a Christian, what are the fruits that I'm bearing? Am I a pleasure of God or am I a resentment? I need to know. If I am a pleasure of God, is there anything that I can do better to please God, to serve my generation? Is there anything that I can do to put a smile on somebody's face? Is there anything that I can do to reflect Christ, the Christ in me, to other people? This is the moment. This is the time. Can I hear you say amen? I want us to pray, and I want us to even pray for this nation. We need the grace of God. Need the grace of God. It's a lesson that I learned this particular in the death of His Excellency. It's time to forgive. It's time to forgive. People are still holding grudges. His Excellency killed my father. Excellency killed why? My mother was a big time businesswoman during the revolution days. She lost everything. 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 But why am I going to be bitter? Why? That was then, this is now. Yeah, I cannot be bitter. I cannot be bitter. Some things you can't explain it. We leave it to history. But you are a Christian. Let go. Forgive. Learn to quickly forgive. Even when the people have not apologized, forgive. Oh yeah, the people have not apologized. Because yeah, people can hurt you, say all kinds of nasty things about you. They are still speaking rubbish. They haven't apologized. Forgive them. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Romans 5:8. Whilst we were still sinners, Christ didn't wait for us to repent. He died for us. Yeah, yeah. Forgive. Allow God to work on you. Give God the opportunity to work on you. I like that. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Greater love has no man than for a man to lay down his life for his friends. Your two hands are lifted up. Come on. Two hands are lifted up. Wherever you are, wherever you are in life, we want to ask the Lord, be gracious unto us. And wherever you have brought us to, we are grateful. But we reflect and say, forgive us on the little things that impede our faith, and the little foxes that destroy the vine, and the dead flies that causes the oil of apothecary to stink. And once in a funnel, and I would fly off where I drop bone. They say, forgive us and show us your glory. Wherever you are, on television, on radio, and you know, online, we are asking for the mercies of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, wherever you are, open your mouth and let us pray. We are praying not by our own account or accord, but in the name of Jesus the Christ. In the name of Jesus, forgive your wife, forgive your husband, forgive your children, forgive your friends, forgive your mother, forgive your father as God forgives you. This is a reflection Sunday. This is a therapeutic Sunday. Forgive who Fiura. Forgive who MP. Forgive Assemblyman. MPP. Forgive NDC. NDC. Forgive MPP. This is a moment of forgiveness. Forgive. 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 Forgive yourself. You can post somebody's pictures when they are dead. When they are celebrating their birthdays, when they are alive, you can't be bothered. May the Lord forgive our hypocrisy. Yeah. You can take your time and write a good commiseration and eulogy. Yet you can't give birthday wishes and prayers. Something is wrong with the soul of this nation. Something is seriously, critically wrong with the soul of this nation. Very soon we are going to see Jerry John Rawlings Cathedral, Jerry John Rawlings Overpass. Very soon. Something is wrong with the soul of this nation. Hallelujah. We have the flag of this nation on the altar of God. And I'm going to ask you, let's pray for this country. This country is bleeding. Anybody that is honest will tell you that. This nation is bleeding. I have people who sell sound equipment, and the politicians are really buying these sound equipments for their campaigns and all that. And some of them are telling me very interesting things. I bought my set for $30,000. And he said, I'm selling that same set for $90,000 to the politicians. And I'm asking why. He said, because they are not paying. I said, who is paying? He said, I don't know. He said, quote any figure, they will pay. They will not ask for enteswa, especially the people in this ruling government. Oman said enteswa. Three times the prizes. Me business is canny free because gutters are still choked. The Odo still floods. The Odo River is still floods with our own baller. With floods with our own border. I am looking at when MPP were in opposition. Did you have money for the kind of publicity you are making right now? My question is, where did you get the money from? When NDC, when you were in opposition, did you have money? But when you came into power, all the giant billboards, you were doing it. Where did you have that money from? God will judge all of you. God! Opaje, amen. Enya masem. Minim say we are ubeko campaign. Memfa oho. God will judge all of you. And you are paying three times sound equipment. My God. Now stretch your right hand here. And then your hand is stretched and we'll recite the national pledge. I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself with all my strength and with all my heart. Our heritage won for us through the blood and the toil of our fathers. To uphold. And so, Father, now we stretch our hands whilst I pray for this nation, and I'm asking you for mercy and restoration. Forgive the bloodshed of the judges. Forgive the bloodshed of the generals. Forgive the bloodshed of every innocent person that we have spilled and wasted. Forgive even the people we wrongly accused and threw into prison. Forgive. Forgive and heal us. The people we oppressed, the people we offended, heal their heart and give them the grace to also forgive. Heal our city, and our economy, and raise, oh God, our reserves, and decrease our national deficit. Have mercy on Ghana. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation and renew a right spirit within us. I pray this week will be a week of an overflow. Let the covenant blessings of Nshiremu Nshirankwa be the portion of your children. Open favor as a package to them. Let doors beyond their own understanding and imagination come unto them. Strike the enemy for the sake of your people and give victory to your children. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.